When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
There's the snap. He's got a man in the end zone. Wells, and he catches it. Does he hold it? Touchdown! Ole Miss right under the goalpost. Deuce Wells snags it out of the sky.
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Well, I win. Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
Man, that is Ole Miss Radio with the call. 28-10. They beat Georgia. This was the best win of Lane Kiffin's Ole Miss tenure. I don't even think it's close. And Ole Miss, who never, when they step up in weight class, ever comes close to meeting expectation. As I call them on the BQL show, Sean.
Yeah.
Very wrongly. They're the Penn State of the SEC. They just never win against like a Georgia or an Alabama or whatever. Right?
And Lane said his daddy told him it was going to happen before Monty passed away. He said, y'all going to beat Georgia next year.
Well, they did. And this wasn't a 28-10 game. This was a 38. I mean, they really utterly dominated this football game. Like, I have not seen Georgia play like this in a very, very long time.
And Kirby in the post was like, they really should be undefeated. They've been dominating teams. They're even better than their record says they are. Kirby was giving Ole Miss all the props and all the credit. And how is Georgia still 3?
Well, that was... Well, because the rankings are out tonight.
Okay.
The rankings come out tonight, so they're still technically 3.
All right, because 3 versus 7, as you know, Saturday at 6:30.
Yeah, that would be right here on The Fan. Coverage starts at 6 o'clock.
You're going to come in here and do pregame for it.
I might as well.
Commentary.
Might as well. Tennessee and Georgia.
Yeah, everyone else drinks on the station. Might as well do it.
Yeah, right?
They did come out because, they came out in the AP Top 25 on Monday. They were 11th, Georgia was.
Yeah,
so okay. They'll take a dive today.
Yeah, so
because I'm looking at the... ESPN.com, right. They still have them 3 versus 7.
Right, because once the first playoff ranking comes out, they switch, and that is the ranking that they use. And that'll come out tonight. I think 6 o'clock is when they put it out on ESPN. But so they're going to drop. And now the SEC is firmly plunged into chaos.
Yes.
I mean chaos right now. Because if you were to go look at the standings in the SEC... You have 3 teams with 1 loss. Tennessee, Texas A&M, and Texas. As it would stand right now, Texas only has played 5 conference games. So if it was happening right now, A&M is in, and they'll play Tennessee. Obviously, Texas and Texas A&M, they're going to figure that one out in 3 weeks.
Texas will figure it out.
Texas will figure it out, right. Then you've got the amount of 2 loss teams. Georgia, Ole Miss, Bama, Missouri, and LSU are all 3, 4, or 5-2, depending on how many games you've played. There's about 9 teams in this conference that could still make it to Atlanta, and it's wild. It really is wild what's going on there in the SEC. They don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, and I mean, right now it feels like you said, Texas and Texas A&M will get sorted out themselves. But if, I think if we just head towards Texas head down, does their job, Georgia looks vulnerable. If Tennessee's able to go in there and take care of that, then we get some of our answers.
Well, that would be a big time win, and there'd be even more chaos if Georgia wins that game, because now you got a bunch more 2-loss teams. And now the committee is going to be put in a real tough spot. How do you differentiate about half dozen 2-loss teams from 1 conference?
So what is your SEC title game prediction as of today? That's the point.
Tennessee, Texas.
You think Tennessee wins this weekend?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take you up on that one. I would love. Let's go. We'll go to Atlanta.
Hell yeah.
I think it'll be, honestly, I do think Georgia wins, and I think it'll be Alabama, Texas.
Oh, my God.
Oh, great. Please.
I'm rooting
against. Give me a dub.
I'm rooting against that, just like you got a dub with Alabama against LSU.
Yeah, I
just
like
just
that.
Like you did.
Very, very eager
just like
you to did. A roll tide like you when you get your one victory. And you didn't even weigh in on Friday when I said what I said about LSU and Bama.
We were out of segment time because you were talking too much. You were talking too long. We were up against the clock before I picked Bama to win.
But how about this? Georgia has allowed 160 points in 7 SEC games.
Come again?
Georgia's allowed 160 points in 7 SEC games. That, to me, this is not the same Georgia defense that we've seen.
No.
Their offensive line, they got some injuries. They've got some injuries, and that's part of why Carson Beck has got 7 turnovers in his last 3 games. This is, if Georgia plays the way they played against Texas, they're going to run Tennessee out of the gym.
And sure. He's blocking phone calls, Bobby. What's going on with Carson Beck's cell phone?
Yeah, what did you do, RJ? You went and doxed Carson Beck. Some Tennessee fan.
All right, what does doxed mean?
It's where you leak somebody's personal information. You publish it on the internet.
Oh.
So somebody went and published Carson Beck's cell phone number. Tennessee Volunteers fan published Carson Beck's cell phone number, and he is getting inundated now with troll phone calls from old Rocky Top. Didn't even know they knew how to use phones in Tennessee, Chop, but apparently they do.
Toothbrushes is what we don't know how to use, okay? We don't know how to use phones. There's a big difference there. All right, so I mentioned Texas. Texas is right there in the thick of things for the SEC race. They had to get over a Florida team that had played some good teams competitively. They played Georgia and Tennessee competitively, both neutral or road games. They go on the road to Texas, and the Horns had no problem.
First down, play action, and it sent a screen back to the left side. Here's Weiser, 45, 40, breaks free, down to the 30, to the 20, say goodnight to this one, Trey Weiser, in for the touchdown.
Horns radio with the call. Texas had, this was, I thought, their most complete game of the year.
Whoop-de-doo,
congratulations.
Yeah, exactly. Congratulations. Thank you. I'll take your congratulations all the way to the SEC title. but yeah, look, I mean, this is... Florida probably wasn't the Billy Napier decision back after the way Texas put over. Quinn looked, that's as good as Quinn's looked since he came back from the injury, where he looks comfortable. And I think that second bye week there, that time away, was good rest up time for him. Because, yeah, they absolutely looked dominant on offense in this one.
Yeah, what a time for Florida to announce the return of their head coach.
Yeah, that's a money thing, I think. And it's the same thing that's going to happen at LSU. After LSU got absolutely steamrolled by Alabama.
Milrow, quarterback draw, has room, 30, 35, 40, foot race across midfield, 30, 20, 10, good night, touchdown Alabama, 72 yards.
Bama rated with the call, 42-13, Alabama over LSU.
Bye.
He ain't going to get fired.
Adios.
And I'll tell you why.
See you later.
They've got
the difference between LSU and Florida. I'm going to, without even looking up buyouts, I'm going to make a reckless prediction. And a statement of that's the difference between the two schools. Brian Kelly will be gone. Napier back.
Kelly will not be gone.
Brian Kelly, the biggest jackass in college coaching circles. If you talk to people, they're like the players hate him.
I mean, he comes across as one.
Every school he goes to, players hate him. University staff hates it. Like everywhere he's ever been, but he's won. He's always won.
He's always won.
And so people have always LSU asked for this. They knew what they were getting with Brian Kelly. They knew they were going to get a guy who steps up there after the SC game and goes, yeah, our quarterback sucked. That's his fault for throwing for 340.
I'm here with my family.
My family. He's a jackass.
He is. And the fans want him gone.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
They have had it. The problem is it's not the buyout. It's the recruiting class. And he has the number one player coming in, the quarterback, Bryce Underwood. And I don't know that they're going to, because then you're going to lose all that.
They're about to lose him.
I don't think that someone, I would think that quarterback would still stay, or someone would still stay because it's LSU. I have a hard time believing, oh my God, Brian Kelly, like, I don't think Brian Kelly is going to be the selling point. What was the NIL offer? How much money is he getting? All that stuff's going to stay in place as Brian Kelly hits the damn streets. I don't think Brian Kelly is this, you know, amazing, warm personality. Like, I got to go play for coach. He's not.
There's already.
I think it's LSU and whatever the money offer was. I'm just throwing it out there.
There's already talk that Michigan's coming in and is going to steal Connor Stallions away.
Well, this is the Connor Stallion story where the high school that this Bryce Underwood kid is at in Michigan.
Bryce Underwood's the number one?
Number one recruit. He's committed to LSU. His high school just hired Connor Stallions for the playoff run. And the whole thought is that Michigan planted him there and is paying the school to...
The thought is Michigan's about to give him a $5 million NIL offer.
Just to flip. So they're putting Connor on the program at his high school.
To recruit him?
To recruit him.
Oh, so they didn't get Stallions to spy on other high school teams.
They got it because there's no rules against recruit. You have limits of how many times you can contact the player. But when you're on the staff, there's no limit. So now you can just sit there all day and just say, man, you got to come to Michigan.
Even more reason why Brian Kelly wouldn't be.
If this guy flips, Brian's gone. Gone. Like, there's no doubt.
Well, yeah, and look, sometimes it does matter coach relationship. Yeah. So Florida State just went in.
That is so dirty.
So dirty.
You hire Connor Stallions. Michigan, maybe.
Maybe.
Sends Connor Stallions to go join a high school staff. And the high school staff, what benefit does the high school staff get out of this? They get paid by Michigan?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe they...
Why am I employing Connor Stallions for you?
Maybe. Well, they are in Michigan, so maybe they're all Michigan fans anyway. Right. But maybe the coach is a Michigan fan, but this is... And this, there's Man. No... They don't
Connor
have
Stallions?
Oh.
What a seedy, dirty weasel.
And there's no, like, hardcore proof that they're doing this, but, like, you could read between the lines. People are reading between the lines here a lot. And, you know, Michigan would, like... Hey,
hiring Connor Stallions for a playoff run, if the player's not factored in, that's dirty.
That's dirty.
That feels seedy.
That's so dirty.
We're bringing you in. We need you to spy on the other sidelines.
Yes.
That's dirtier. That would be dirtier than having him there to recruit the player.
Now, to be fair, firing coaches, blowing them out will cause you problems sometimes. So even in the NIL era, there's a 5-star offensive lineman, Solomon Thomas, who's committed to go play at Florida State. Florida State went through and blew everybody out this week. Norvell did. He fired their offensive coordinator, Alex Atkins. And now they're all panicking because this 5-star offensive lineman went on Twitter yesterday and said, not going to lie, y'all messed up firing my coach. And he's got a picture of him and Alex Atkins together. Okay. So players do this at least. What you're going to start seeing is people at least, even if it doesn't actually matter to them, they'll start pretending like it does. And, well, maybe if you sweeten the NIL offer, you get me a little more money. This is the insane world that we live in.
Well, it's been this, though. It's been this. A kid can be, I'm out of here. That was my coach. They were getting stuff under the table anyway. This isn't new. Now, the money, the extent of the money is new, but jumping ship.
Right.
I had the captain's chair, and that's changing. I'm going to threaten to leave. College football kegger on the fan.
And the money is, you know, generally with this NIL money, a lot of coaches are good fundraisers, and then when you lose a coach, maybe you lose some of that funding. At a place like LSU, they're going to fund. Yeah. They're going to fund regardless. Like, just that's just fine. The way it is. Yeah. Georgia Tech really helping out SMU when SMU didn't even have to do a thing.
Here's the snap. Tech only rushes three. Dancing around in the pocket. Escaping out to his right. Still backpedaling, giving ground. He is sacked.
Yes.
The ball is out. Rolling free. Jackets have it. Jackets have it. The sack, the fumble, and the recovery by Vandenberg.
Georgia Tech Radio right there as they beat Miami 28-23. Miami, who had been down by double digits multiple times and escaping defeat, they finally fall to Georgia Tech, even though Georgia Tech tried to give it away. They finally fall, and now SMU is in prime position to take over and represent the ACC in the college playoff.
And Peyton Russell with a great get Thursday at 8 o'clock. SMU head coach Rhett Lashley will join Sean and RJ. So the show of Wales continues with Pepe getting
SMU into the college playoff would be huge. We'll find out 6 o'clock tonight if they're in the top 12. They might be. They might be with a couple of losses from over the weekend.
College football kegger with Ralph James Choppy here on DFW Sports Station. Bobby rewatches every single Cowboys game. He may have rewatched it more than Mike McCarthy, who had to deal with Micah Parsons yesterday. What did he find in the rewatch? And has Jerry Jones finally actually learned a lesson? Post-Hut Clarity, concert ticket giveaway, and Ask Reddit all on the way here with Sean and RJ.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.